Hello, audio boo. I'm wandering home from a day in the office and putting together what's going to be happening over the next couple of months, which is going to be mayhem. Currently putting a back-to-back schedule together for a new set of shows that we're doing at Cellar 54. But this production space is going to be filled over the next few weeks as a pilot, but it's going to be back-to-back recording of Cellar 54 shows because Phil is off to South by Southwest, so there will be 2 weeks where we won't be able to do shows together. And we have tried doing them remotely, but I think Phil's going to be having far too much fun to think about doing pieces to camera. So we're going to have all of that set up beforehand. So, and it's not going to be us pretending that we're actually in the studio. We're going to do one that's a bit of a recap of some of the best bits from 2012, which we've not had a chance to do yet. And then the other week will be focused around Phil's on the ground activities and how you can follow what they're doing in the RV and comment and engage in conversation and hopefully give you some idea of how he's intending to work, and then you can go online and see how he's actually working. Wow. I've also done another guest lecture for Nottingham Trent University. I've done a couple now, and I always find it very flattering when they invite me to speak, because I'm by no means, you know, an expert in my field. There's far more people who I would bring in to do some talking, but this is local university, fees being what they are. It's kind of, you know, it's the sort of level that I'm okay working at when it's kind of me sorting out my practice. So it's actually been very useful. Today has been the Seven Roads. So for those that aren't familiar with Seven Roads, it's a 7-point plan or a 7-point list that helps you to analyse a business and then apply social media, but initially working out the actual business infrastructure, so looking at how a business generates its leads and makes its sales, looking at the customer service and the customer retention of a company and what they're doing, successes or failures, and how social media may be able to play a role there. So then personal development and establishing authority in the field. So this is much more about personal development and the key stakeholders within your organisation, maybe even yourself if you're the owner of the business. And then there is metrics and analytics, so all sorts of, you know, measurements, which is a really key one. But yeah, there's all sorts of ways of measuring stuff, infographics, all that sort of stuff goes in there of how you can reflect success. And then finally, business productivity, which is how do you use the web to be productive and efficient during your business day and continuing that. So yeah, that's essentially what I was talking to them, and hopefully for the students, give them a short framework to be able to apply to different situations, and hopefully it will help develop their categorisation of social media tools and platforms. And that was a really big help to me when I kind of had listed that, which came from all the sort of basic business courses that I had gone along to with eBusiness, NBV and Broadway's Creative Launchpad. So if it hadn't been for them, there would be no Seven Roads of social media, because they were hugely influential in me learning to stay sane in business. I'm walking in a different place than I usually do, and I'm over my 5 minutes, so I'm not even sure that I even covered what I was intending to do about, which was the upcoming workshops. Anyway, go check the workshops out. pcmcreative.co.uk and click on the workshop tab. And loads of stuff going on. So I'm at Caroline. No, I'm Caroline at PCM Creative. Bye for now.